This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a great day out there. Anybody got any sun?
Nope.
Yeah, it looks like the weather's taking a little change. You were, you know, you called it the, and possible rain, like real rain this weekend, yeah?
Yeah, there's rain in the forecast for sure, but, and we saw some rain yesterday. Texters, in fact, I'll read the text as I go through them. You'll see a few people reporting they had rain yesterday, but, then I've got 70, sunny and 72 in San Jose for today, so it's just going to be one of those weeks where... Who knows?
Mixed bag, baby. Right. Mm-hmm. Microclimates. Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We mentioned this early in the show, so I thought I'd mention it again. I got my second Pfizer vaccine yesterday.
Shots.
And I've been drinking water and taking vitamins, and I feel okay so far. I didn't sleep last night, which is, I don't always sleep great. Thanks to kids and snoring and other things. But that was just one of those, all right, I'm not going to sleep. I'm fine with it. No real effects yet.
Okay. Not
I've also been told it takes 24 hours, so we'll see what happens around lunchtime today.
The real battle begins at noon.
Right. 408 says, got my second dose Sunday, just barely recovering now.
Oh, wow.
Had low fever, aches, swollen lymph nodes, and exhausted. Good luck, Vinny.
Oh.
Another person says, 408 says, effects started about 8 hours later.
Mm.
Again, I heard both my mom and Christina, it was 24 hours. And then it came on and they were like headaches and chills and all that stuff.
And how long did it last?
About a day.
Okay.
Sarah, I heard you were able to book your second appointment a day or two early. I did the same. However, when I showed up for my second shot, they said it was a mistake and I need to get my second shot exactly 3 weeks from the first one. They made me a new appointment and I had to come back 2 days later. Just FYI, I don't want you to waste your time.
Yeah, mine's 2 days early because mine's Thursday and the 3 week mark is Saturday. Oh, well, I'll give it a try. We'll see.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I can go back on Saturday. I don't want to, though. I don't want to ruin my weekend with sickness.
You know what to do.
What do I do?
You know I'm Sarah Clark, right?
No, I'm not doing that. If they're going to say it's the efficacy is reduced by getting it early, then I'm not going to do it. Come on.
I had to reschedule my second one because the date was early for some reason. And the nurse that gave me the shot, she goes, this isn't right. Go up there to the guy and change it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I changed it. On my way out of the first one.
Before you even left.
Before I even left. They sent me to the admin person.
Wow. Well, that's a bummer. Maybe I screwed up. Oh, well. We'll figure it out.
510 says, hi, Vin. Got my second vax of Pfizer yesterday, too. So efficient. No arm pain, just tired. Hurrah.
Hurrah.
To all the healthcare workers.
Yeah, thanks. Hooray! You guys really kept it together this last year.
Mm-hmm.
510 says, just because you vaccinated, you're supposed to still wear your mask and you can still spread COVID. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Napa had light rain in the evening and it was raining steadily at 10 p.m. when I was getting ready for bed last night.
Well.
St. Louis listener here. It snowed yesterday all day.
in April.
Oh. Thanks.
Thank you for telling us. Boy, we really do have varied climates in this country.
Yeah, we do.
415 says, the Lost 30 is the best part of your show. I get up extra early just to listen. It makes my day.
Really? It's just, it's really very quite casual. We just, what'd you do yesterday?
Nothing. What'd you do?
Still Nothing. Waking up.
I'm still waking up. I need coffee.
707 says, good morning. It actually rained in the evening in Fairfield yesterday.
Hmm.
Downpour in Napa late yesterday afternoon.
No, it didn't. Well,
that's weird, Nikki. Well, you might have been asleep for
yeah.
it. Was it wet at all this morning? Did you notice?
No. I mean,
down there.
It was
or up there.
Foggy, but.
Oh.
And my car was wet, but I just thought it was maybe because of like the fog.
Hmm.
But it wasn't like droplets.
Yes.
So.
Or misty.
Yeah.
Hi, radio family. Can you please wish my twin sister Lauren and I a happy birthday? Thank you. Love you guys. April and Petaluma.
Lauren and April.
Lauren and April. That's those are pretty names.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Lots of comments on social media about those new Apple AirTags having a potential to be used by stalkers and abusive partners.
Well, if listen, you can
slips
use
one in your car or purse, they can track your movements.
Yeah, also if they get a hold of your phone, they can turn on, you know, they can accept their invitation to let you follow them. I mean, there's lots mm-hmm. of ways that stalkers get at you, but many people aren't stalkers and they just want to be able to find their stuff.
Right.
So if you could stop ruining it for everyone else, stalkers, yeah. that'd be great.
Loving the Saturday morning special when me and my bestie get to go shop. We have Radio Fam to keep us company.
Oh, mm. We're psyched. People like it. I'm excited about it. I think that's great. Please listen. Yeah, give us like maybe one more shot a day for about 10 minutes or so. That'd be great.
Hey, Vinny, can you mention all the records that Steph Curry is breaking? He's on a roll right now. Steph Curry is playing like, what do they call that?
His best games.
He's
his
just,
best
yeah,
life.
He's living his best life.
He's in the zone.
He's in the zone, right. He is really playing well. But no, I won't mention all the records he's breaking. He's doing well, though. CBS and I use Freshwave because of you guys.
Oh my god, I love Freshwave. We use Freshwave all the time. The candles, they're so great. Just erases fish smell from the air.
Loyal SNV listener, I literally only listen to radio for you guys on my commute to work. Try Jane.
Oh.
And V Hale.
Yeah.
I mean, try them. They're nice.
Right?
They're nice people.
Pop
and
in.
They work really hard.
They do great shows.
Uh huh.
Listen to you all day and all night. I listen to you all day and all night.
And Jane never sleeps. Like she is. She's been
Yeah, I mean, I just whined about not having slept last night, but Jane never sleeps. She's probably like, duh. Who
Hello?
Needs sleep?
Who even needs that?
Look at me. I'm Jane. I'm great yeah. looking. I'm smart. I do a great show and I never sleep.
Right.
Ta-da! .707 says, because we were talking about dating apps and dating profiles, 707 says, I would 1,000% rather get dressed up and go to a bar. All right.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, these days we're all looking for reasons to get out of the house. I mean, anything but here.
When I was on Facebook dating, I specifically stated, don't reach out if you have a shirtless pic in your profile. Let me find that out for myself, dudes.
Told you.
Don't advertise it.
That's funny. When I was on Bumble, the first thing I swiped left on was if someone wrote drinks frequently or mentioned sex in their bio. Oh, I already read this one. Some guys even write their kinks in their bios. No thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does the world need to know?
No.
Your mom's on Bumble later, and she's like, oh, I see that Billy's into sadomasochism. How's that going for you guys?
Billy.
Mom. Who's this Billy guy?
Ooh. Ow. Let's see. The office is great. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's fine. We're not saying it's not great or not. We're just saying don't quote from it. You know, it's we don't care. We're not on Bumble.
Yeah,
and
I'm not trying to date you online. I'm just telling you what the people have said about what kind of stuff they want to see in dating profiles.
It was a report he was reading.
Yeah,
yeah, we're not.
People
we're
are looking.
Nicole's
for,
a huge fan of The Office.
I am,
right?
But mm-hmm. people are looking for more like originality, I guess. Yeah. Seeing like
everybody likes The Office. That's universal. Just leave that be.
Yeah. Were you on The Office? Maybe that might change it.
Oh, yeah. See, I was on. I did two episodes of The Office. Oh, my God. You're famous. Ooh.
I should put that in bio. That'll get everybody talking.
Online dating. Wouldn't you want to see all of those negative traits before investing any time in a person? Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you something. When you read something like, here's how to do a better profile, you are helping someone
hide their kinks.
Right. Remove the stuff from their profile that would really have saved you a night.
Yeah, but then whatever pictures they put in their profile tells all as well.
Probably.
It's a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, that stuff comes out. Yeah. One way or another.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Sarah's right. King About Ferdinand what? Had a lisp.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I hadn't heard that. I mean, I'd heard that you're supposed to say Barcelona, which makes no sense, Barcelona. But I'd never heard that it was because the king had a lisp.
Well, you brought it up because some princess had a limp, right? And everyone, yeah. But she was famous for her fashions and all the women.
And so all the women started limping like her.
Right. That's hilarious.
Weird. So embarrassing. What happened to your leg, Nancy? Nothing. Oh, okay.
I just want to be cooler.
Just
so
trying to
why are you walking like that?
It's a fashion statement, you know?
I'm trying to be fashionable. Mm-hmm.
Do you think
Hello?
That's why they like walked around with like canes back then or like fat fashion canes?
Well, so people like had that canes, right?
If yeah, you, for if fashion though. So maybe that's why. Maybe.
Don't the hip hop guys, didn't they used to have a pimp limp? Wasn't mm-hmm. that part of their
pimp
little
limp? Really?
I've right, heard yeah, of that.
Yeah. It's a pimp limp, yeah.
I don't know if it's like that.
It's a weird swing.
Yeah.
It's not something I could pull off or ever tried, but you know, it's a thing.
Huh. Right.
Never heard of that.
You never heard of it?
It's the gangster lean.
Pimp limp. No.
Oh, it's Finney a gangster lean. See, Bryn knows.
Right. Gangster lean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't mm-hmm. know any of those things. I'm not familiar with the lingo. Luckily, I have you guys to fill me in.
Nailed me. Limp. With what? That be on time point, I'm absolutely that guy. I'll give you 15 minutes, then I'm gone. Hella rude, inconsiderate, and rather self-important to expect me to wait on you. An occasional unexpected delay with a call or text is acceptable, but consistently being late will not stand, man.
Yeah, oh. It's not. There's a lot of people that you have to make consideration for in your life and tell them that the start time on something is a full hour before it actually is so that they'll only be a few minutes late. I know several people like that.
Not me.
That person.
So, oh, really? Not you? Oh, that's...
Nice, Vin.
We got to be there at 12:30, Vin. We actually have to be there at 2. Don't worry about it.
Again, not me.
It's
Let's
you.
Move on.
It's you.
Somebody follow
you
that guy.
Stop it.
Somebody follow Vinny around.
Yeah, follow Vinny. Somebody, who's on him? Who's on him? He's going
stop
for
it.
A Coke. That means he's leaving. We're not done yet. And he only just got here 5 minutes ago, and we've all been here for 3 hours.
I've been around for long enough that I was following Vinny a long time ago. Mm-hmm. My job was just
follow Vinny. Him. Just follow him.
Follow him around from a distance.
I got told to do that at the Secret Show. The last one at the Fairmont.
Just follow him.
Just follow him.
Sometimes you have to physically grab his arm and say, let's go. Come on, dude.
Well, it can be hard to extricate yourself from situations when you're among
totally.
Fans. So that is one
right.
thing.
That's
but, you
why
know,
they told me to follow
we should have
guys.
Followed him from his house, actually, because he'll text you. He's like, yeah, I'm almost there. And like, but then he sends you a picture of his front yard. You know, he's like, I'm sorry. I recognize that part of the highway. It's 1,000 miles from here. Yes,
I don't want to.
You don't want to spoil the good time, is that?
I don't want to.
You are undateable.
You are on a roll. Let me just let that go. Oh, I am undateable. That's for sure.
You're assigned to Vinny. She's done dating.
My hubby on eHarmony. I wore a Goonies shirt in one of my pics, and he says that made him smile. We're married with a kid now.
Aww.
Yay. Good movie.
Goonies?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I watched it. I don't know. Positive, though.
I watched that all the time as a kid. I think it was either
I get mixed up with Gremlins.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's not that.
Good morning, radio friends. Female lesbian here. When I was single and dating, I was most interested in your credit score. That will tell a lot about a person. Mm. What if this gets serious and you're in debt? Now, that's my debt, too. Just keeping it real.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really moving fast, though. You're trying to.
She's a female lesbian. Of course, she's moving fast.
I know, but you're
she
just
comes packed.
You're trying to X someone out of your life before you've had an hors d'oeuvre.
Well,
my
it's
God,
end
man.
At some point. Let's face it.
Like, I'm curious when she brings that up, the credit score.
Yeah, what's your
what
credit
date?
Score?
The first date, like right when we sit down. The second.
Probably as soon as she feels a flicker of interest. Okay, I'm interested in you. What's the credit score? I need to know. I need to know.
415 says, hi, Vinny. Sarah, it's Jane's mom, Jane Levy. Jane's going to be on Ellen today. Just thinking of when we got to meet you both. Still the highlight for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
There are postings. I follow Jane on Instagram, and there's a post now of her on the set with Ellen. So, yeah, she's on today.
Nice.
So let's try to support Jane Levy,
yep.
Local superstar, everybody. Look,
big star. She's, she showed up in Castle Rock. That remember I was telling you about that show? It's like sort of loosely based on things about Stephen King. There's all kinds of like Easter eggs in there for Stephen King fans, and she plays like a chick from this town of Castle Rock who's into she's like I'm a taxi service I'm going to be in real estate I'm doing she's cute character Jane Levy.
Let's see, Vinny, have you reported on the Bay Area boba shortage? Yes I have. Thank you for asking.
Yes, we did spend quite a bit of time on that.
Does seem to be
tapioca people
a problem.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to get
balls.
Better anytime
we have,
soon.
We have Uh-oh. Far too few balls for the Bay Area. The Bay Area needs more balls.
My people would say, it's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
What? Your same people?
Yeah, they bubble up. Bubble balls. You know,
we drink a lot of bubba.
Say it in a Vietnamese accent. Bubble balls.
Tapioca.
Do bubble balls.
Sorry,
oh my God! You're choking yourself.
You choked on a bubble ball.
I choked
ball.
On my spit. So
let's hear it. Big deal, bubble balls.
Big deal, bubble ball.
Bubble ball.
Bubble ball.
Bubble ball.
It's all about the tones, you know.
Bubble yeah, ball. Big deal.
Barb and Star yeah, go Sarah. To Vista Del Mar is the only movie that should win a trophy and actual good comedy / musical.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah,
I have
musical?
The boob song stuck in my head.
When I watched it before Hooman and Corey gave their review, and that guy is on the piano singing about boobs, I thought of Vinny because of his boob song.
I want to hear this. So can we hear the boob song from Barb and Star?
It's a cute
it.
Movie. I liked
it
a lot.
I think it's this one. I'm not sure.
A Floridian paradise. All your dreams come true here.
Every drink is
served. That's not it.
Ice.
Is that it?
No.
Hello, boobies.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
That's the one.
I love boobies, I love kazangas, I love knockers and chimichangas.
Oh yeah, we have heard
I
this.
I love melons and bonbons and Winnebagos. I'll take a big chest of shirt potatoes, cause I love boobs. Thank you.
Big chest of shirt potatoes? It's adorable.
Let's see here. There's an online petition going around with over 200,000 signatures to make LeVar Burton the permanent Jeopardy host.
Has he even guest hosted yet?
I don't know. I've read some of the stuff about him. I think he hosted some kind of other trivia thing for a long time.
Well, he did Reading Rainbow for years.
I think that's it.
He
Is
was
that
Jordy.
Trivia?
Jordy. No, it's just he would read to kids. Geordi LaForge on Star Trek Next Generation. And Roots. I think he's in Roots.
Oh, is he?
Isn't he Kunta Kinte in Roots?
Yeah, he's Kunta Kinte in Roots. I watched that in middle school. It's in a book, a reading rainbow,
rainbow, reading rainbow. And now your star, LeVar Burton.
Hey, can I get a... Oh.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Can I get a birthday shout out to my girlfriend, Karen? She's more than a rent partner, and she'll definitely be getting laid.
Oh.
Wow. All right.
Karen.
Lucky Karen.
She's the luckiest of all the Karens. Karen had a bad year.
Yeah, they did.
So happy birthday, Karen.
Oh, what about an AirTag to find your dog? Oh, we read that one. Yeah, looks useful. I'm into it.
I like it.
At least for my keys. Today is the 5th anniversary of Prince's death.
Oh, today is the day? The 21st?
I didn't know that.
No, that I didn't see that in the news.
5 years, huh?
Incredible. Oof. You know, actually, now that I think about it, I saw some Prince quotes as I was scrolling through Instagram today. I wonder if that was what that was about.
You guys are hilarious, says 760.
Well, thank you. Please listen longer.
313 says, in Moana, one of Maui's lines is, if you start singing, I'm going to throw up.
Well,
and yet
a lot
there's
of barfing
tons of
on
songs
that, right?
in that as well. Vinny hates musicals. But he watches and cries at Moana all the time. Yeah, listen. I got kids.
Yep.
I got to watch those things. I don't have a choice.
He loves Frozen. It's his favorite movie. Lots of singing in that.
Well, I don't know. All right. Okay. I guess we're out of time, everyone. Oh, I couldn't get out of here fast enough. Sorry.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Hump Day. Turns out the winning location today is San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there, it's 72 and sunny. Everywhere else, it seems to be a little socked in. It's pretty cloudy at my house. It looks threatening out there. But either way, I'm going to get outside, fill my lungs up with fresh air, put my hands in the dirt. It's going to be a good day.
Is your cousin gone now?
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh,
she
that's
has to
too
go.
Bad.
Yeah, they're flying back, I think. I think today, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Going to put them on the airporter and get them out of here?
Well, they didn't stay with us last night. We didn't have room at the inn for them, but they're staying. Yeah. They're staying with my, who cares? They did
who
not
does
stay with
care?
Us.
You're right.
No one. No one cares.
Right.
It's hump day. We're open for business 24/7. V Hales next, followed by Jane. We'll check you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.